From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Taliban attack kills 17 in Pakistan. A group of Taliban militants assaulted an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early today, killing at least 17 people and wounding many others. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have died in the decade-long Taliban insurgency. Croatian leaders have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Dmitri Avramopoulos is European Commissioner of Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation maybe is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. He told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Burkina Faso was scheduled to hold parliamentary and presidential elections on October 11th. That date is now in limbo. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria because it is illegal. He said the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad because his forces are the most capable to fight terrorism. The White House repeated its assertion the Assad government is responsible for the disaster in Syria. This is VOA News. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran following Tuesday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce majority opposition in both chambers. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Cameroon says Amnesty International exhibited bad faith in a recent report that says the Central African nation's military commits atrocities as it fights Boko Haram terrorism. The government says Amnesty International specializes in criticizing countries. Moki Edwin Kinsekau reports from Yaoundé.
Communications Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma Bakari says the report, saying that Cameroon's military fighting the Boko Haram insurgency was committing crimes under international laws. He says Amnesty International notoriously intervenes in security issues of sovereign states.
The investigation that these researchers pretend to carry out lack objectivity and methodological rigor.
Issa Chiruma said Cameroon has been respecting its own laws. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
In the report, Amnesty condemned Cameroon's military for illegally detaining 1,000 Boko Haram suspects under difficult conditions, leading to the deaths of 25. It also said 130 men and boys had disappeared while in the hands of Cameroon soldiers and called on the international community to open investigations and punish those guilty according to international law. Two international organizations have criticized Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko for signing a decree that banned 41 international journalists and bloggers from entry into Ukraine for 1 year. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and the Committee to Protect Journalists condemned the decree. The decree places sanctions on 388 companies and individuals deemed to represent what was referred to as an actual or potential threat to the national interests. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.